Hello, everybody. This is the first podcast and the first YouTube video, if you're watching it on YouTube, for Thinking Wealth, which is our new dynamic educational investment hub, talking about predominantly real estate, cryptocurrency, and precious metals, and making that accessible for the average investor and the average person, rather than having to spend thousands of pounds with certain mentorships and all this other good stuff and programs online. We've sort of had a conversation and consider there's a gap in the market there, which we can supply this type of information and give it to people for a lot less money than they're getting elsewhere. So I think the best thing that we can talk about to begin with is why we set this up in the first place.
We've both been involved in training with various companies down the years, especially property companies who can charge quite a lot of money, which makes it unaffordable for a lot of people. So that's one of the big reasons, I think, early on. I think when you can appreciate how big investing is for people and how much of a difference it can make to people's lives, it's a bit unfortunate for those that can't afford it. So we've set up a company that we believe is an affordable service for everybody by charging a monthly subscription fee rather than thousands of pounds up front.
So tell people like your story about, like, by the way, this is Alex French. I'm Alex Hickman for introductions. We are the founders of Thinking Wealth. We'll call you Frenchie because people will get mixed up. So what education and stuff have you been through?
I've done a lot of property education, which was very good in fairness. It did cost a lot of money, but it put me on the right path in starting out. I mean, I did actually start my property journey back in 2012, just started off doing buy-to-lets, etc. As I got older and had sort of more funds available, I wanted to get into sort of meatier property experiences like your HMOs, etc. And that's the road I went down. Experience from the property side has been buy-to-lets and HMOs. That's both managing them and actually creating them from your average residential property. So that's my background property wise, but I've also been investing in cryptocurrencies for the last 3 years as well now, which is obviously very current and has actually taken off in a massive way over the last few years. Mm-hmm. But yourself, mate, what's your background?
Time frame is fairly similar. So 2012 was I bought my first property in 2013. I started reading books and learning and everything in 2012. Since then, I bought and sold and traded and whichever way you look at it, over, it's got to be near 100 deals. I haven't counted, but it's got to be close to that now. Buy-to-lets, HMOs, mainly commercial now. So we look at sale and leasebacks with industrial units. And we've just done a deal, for example, with the NHS. They're leasing a building back off us for 15 years. So we're moving down that route. But, you know, you never forget the buy-to-lets and the HMOs and everything that's a buzzword at the moment, particularly in the UK, like rent-to-rents and service accommodation, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm very conscious that that's a bit of a buzz thing at the moment, and there's a lot of nonsense as well that goes around it. And I think one of the reasons why we're doing this is because we see how much people pay for the education system out there. I've got to be near £100,000 now in education, in cryptocurrency, precious metals, as well as property education and business education. And there's just a lot of people that haven't got access to those type of funds, and they haven't got access to the community, because that's what a lot of it is. You're mm-hmm. buying into the community.
Absolutely, but yeah.
There's no reason to pay £10,000 for that community. You can build it, which is what we're going to do here, for a lot less money than that.
Yeah. I think if you don't mind me cutting in, I think, yeah, that's where I think if you speak to most people that have gone down any sort of training route in any industry, they would say that it's the sort of network and community around it where you get the most value from, mm-hmm. Which is, again, obviously a big part of what we're looking to achieve with Thinking Wealth. People to bounce off, people within your own community who will support you through your journey, basically. Just back on your own experience with training schemes, how do you believe has is different. What would you say stands us out from those?
Well, in terms of content itself, I think there's going to be a broader array of content, because not only are we doing, we're both very experienced in real estate, but we're also going to be talking about cryptocurrency and talking about precious metals, which for the price that we're charging, which we'll talk about a little bit later, it's like, it's a no-brainer in my opinion. Mm-hmm. If I had access to this in 2012, nearly 10 years ago now, I'd just probably save myself like 96% of the money I've spent on education in the past. So that in particular, but also when you go on these type of courses, and this ain't to knock other courses, I know a lot of people have successful with them. I also know a lot of people, most of them, end up worse financially than when they went into it in the first place. So that's what we're trying to cut out, just making it more accessible for the average person.
Yeah.
And you know, like for example, if you go onto one of these courses, you'll have to pay, for example, £4,000-£5,000 for one specific niche thing. Whereas we ain't going to do that. We're just like a monthly subscription. Anybody could afford it. Well, there's very few people that couldn't afford what we're offering here. And you get it all in that price. Yeah. So I think that's the biggest
that positive. That definitely does set us out from that that crowd, doesn't it? Absolutely. Mm. Content-wise, then, should we go into what it is, what we're actually offering? I know you've mentioned real estate, cryptos, and precious metals.
Yeah.
Should we dig a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah. I mean, we can start with real estate if you want. So we'll be covering residential and commercial, the different cash flowing strategies. So we've mentioned buy-to-lets, HMOs. We're going to be putting loads of videos together on one hub or one website, if you like, with all these things covered, and we'll run through the numbers, how to calculate yields, return on investments.
And the big thing, generating interest, JV partners, raising finance, which again can be used as a bit of a buzzword, so to speak, within property circles. No money down, etc. You hear it all the time.
Yeah.
But in all fairness to those people, that can be a real possibility. I've done it myself. We've both got experience of lending through, obviously, your conventional routes, your banks, etc. But we've also, I mean, myself, I've borrowed over £200,000 off people successfully throughout various projects that I've done over the last 10 years or so. For somebody that hasn't done any work at all in property, we will be setting out pretty much the blueprint of how you go about it from the very start.
I'll tell you, one of the big questions that people ask as well is like, I've only got access to X, what should I do? And I think what we're going to do is actually say, if you have X, we wouldn't advise you, we're not advising anything, but we would suggest looking at this.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of it all over social media. It's like, I've only got 10 grand. What is the best thing to
do with that money?
Mm.
Yeah, what can I invest? I've got 10 grand spare. What can I invest that in?
Because it's not enough to, generally speaking, to buy an apartment or a house or whatever, but it's still a substantial enough amount of money that, you can do something with it. I mean, if you'd have put £10,000 into one of the cryptos we mentioned 3 months ago, you might be up to 100 grand by now plus. Now, that isn't common, but that isn't to say it can't be done.
Well, it's happened for us, not on that scale in terms of those numbers, but in terms of the actual turnaround, the pace of it and how much it's made in that short space of time, that does ring true, doesn't it? I mean, we both followed Pirate Chain recently, a fairly unknown coin, which has, well, it's grown exponentially, hasn't it? It's gone through the roof. We're looking to basically bring investing to everybody who thought it wasn't possible, who thought they couldn't afford to do it. Mm. That's the idea behind Thinking Wealth.
Yeah, yep. And in terms of real estate, again, just going back to that to finish it off, we'll also be touching on lease options, delay completions. The market at the moment is red hot. If you speak to people, estate agents, accountants and letting agents and everything, everything's just going real quick. That won't last forever, and we need acquisition strategies, how to buy these things or acquire these things without without it being in a hot market. You can't use, for example, lease options if you don't know what that is. Come and have a look at the content we're producing and you'll soon find out you can acquire assets that you couldn't conventionally acquire in a hot market using lease options when everything's on its backside. So that's what we're going to be covering as well. I did a lot of that.
Go on, mate. Probably worth mentioning at this point as well, my background, my business background is a refurbishment subcontractor as well. So my experience in that, and I've been surveying for the last 10 years as well, we've sort of got that end of the property scene sort of wrapped up as well. That's something we can offer advice in terms of, you know, your builds, schedules, how to run work, how to plan work, that side of things. Mm-hmm. Again, which is what we've had experience in for the last 10 years within our property journeys ourselves. So yeah, we pretty much cover real estate
top to bottom, everything.
Ends up. Yeah.
I mean, and if there's anything on there that you guys want as you go through it, we'll do it. There's nothing. Although there is always things to learn, but off the top of my head, there's nothing I've never actually been through yet. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm sure there is, but when and if they do arise, we'll just put that content on here. This is going to be a complete hub that you can just go onto and interact with each other as well in the community and share ideas. So that's what it's all about. So that's the real estate bit. And then we're going to move on to the cryptocurrency bit here. It's a hot topic, isn't it? And everyone's talking about it. Yeah. So I think that's something we need to lay up front, is that this is a very strong bull market we're in at the moment. So anybody can make money right now.
Yeah.
That isn't to say in 12 months it's going to be the same thing. So you need to be careful with what's going on in that market.
Yeah, that is very important to get out there, I think, because people do sell right off the back of what's going on at the moment, purely because of how popular and how well it is doing. Our general strategy is to buy and hold, but there is plenty of coins out there that you can trade as well and be really successful at it. So again, yeah, crypto is another big section of the business that we're going to be producing content and getting it out there to you.
We'll explain the technology behind a lot of blockchain, different organisations, DeFi, decentralised finance, the history of cryptocurrency and its returns, Bitcoin, Ethereum. Also, like, if you've got like a moral standpoint on something, we've both invested in like privacy coins because we were a bit wary of government overreach and that sort of thing, and those coins and tokens in particular have been absolutely booming because there's a huge market now for privacy. People aren't happy with data being harvested, and these coins and tokens that we recommended to friends like 3 or 4 months ago, the one coin is like 1,000-folded. If you hadn't have sold yours, you'd have paid off your mortgage, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Just off that coin. So it's like these things are there and available to people. Anybody. I think that was at 20 cents or something at the time.
How many examples are there of the same thing? I think back to when Ripple first really took off back in the day as well. You'd have had similar scenarios with that.
And it's important that they haven't missed the boat. Every day there's something new churning out. Like, the world's moving that quick that people are worried that they've missed something. But every day something new's coming into the arena. You can't miss out.
I think unless if you've only scratched the surface with cryptocurrencies, then there's so much that you don't know. I mean, it's so vast. There's so many different ways you can get involved. And I think people look at Bitcoin now and they see it hovering around the $50,000 mark and think, oh, that would have been great to have got into 3 or 4 or 5 years ago or more. Mm-hmm. You can still make plenty of money off it now. It's just knowing basically what you're doing, isn't it? Yeah. And having the confidence to do it. I mean, we've had conversations, haven't we, about, you know, how widespread is it at the moment? How many people actually know about it?
If you go and ask 100 people on your street, I bet you there's a handful who know what they're doing or who have actually bought some.
I would say most people have heard of it by now. And you've got to be living under a stone not to have heard of Bitcoin by now, haven't you?
Well, but I don't know, man, if you look at our circle, I'd agree.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
But I mean, if you go down our street here, it's like, most of them are over 50, 60 years old, I don't reckon.
Well, the point is, even the people that do know, there's a lot, the vast majority
still
don't know how how to invest in it, do they?
No, they
don't know where to get started. And again, obviously, that's at a basic level. We'll be showing you even those simple things, getting your exchanges set up, your accounts set up.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you've got that annoying part out of the way, it's very straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah. And we'll also, every month, probably every week will be too soon, but every month we'll be sharing our coin picks, what we're looking at and what we're investing in as well. That's on, then up to you whether you want to sort of follow our, it's not advice, but our picks and our choices, and whether you align with those as well. Because we tend to look at what we believe in. We don't just do it for monetary gain. It's like, okay, that is a privacy coin. I like that. That's something I believe in. And then we'll take a deeper look into that.
Yeah.
So that's cryptocurrencies. Anything you'd like to add on that, or?
I don't think so. No, I mean, maybe it's something we will no doubt get into on another episode, but you could maybe touch on the DeFi coins. That's an incredible advancement in cryptocurrencies in itself.
Well, it's in world economics.
Well,
yeah.
Where that can take world economics is, well, it's mind blowing. It's shattering all the traditional methods of raising finance, isn't it? And it's just a whole new world. And again, I think we've alluded to it maybe earlier in the video. The world is changing that fast. And when you see technology like this being created, it's just a really exciting time to get involved, isn't it?
The
possibilities with it are, albeit cliche, are endless, aren't they? What it can do for people and what 100%. It has already done for people.
Yeah.
Crypto, I think that's pretty much it, isn't it, really? As a
for the time
overview,
being,
yeah.
But once again, this is just going to be developing and added to and everything every single day, every week. And then the other primary asset class we're looking at and going to be talking over, producing content on, is precious metals, predominantly gold and silver. There isn't as much content that we can put into that than there is into crypto, because the fundamentals of precious metals don't change. They've been around for thousands of years. Once you know it, you know it.
Yeah.
Whereas crypto, because of how quick it's moving, that can be added to more. But precious metals historically have been the hedge against horrendous government monetary policy as a rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of protected the average person from losing their money to inflation and, when they...
It's a safe bet, isn't it, out of everything, in terms of where to put your money to store value. I would say you want to be looking at gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
There's big debates now whether crypto has taken that over, but I think there'll always be a place in anybody's investment portfolio for gold, silver and other precious metals.
Certainly, yeah. And we'll be covering mainly gold and silver, but there is others. You know, you've got uranium and platinum and all that, which we can put some content together. I'm not an expert on those other things. I've got quite a bit of gold and silver myself, but the other metals we'll have to educate ourselves. And obviously your help in the community would be good to get that out there as well. As you can see, this is a community thing. We're building something bigger than just this platform. Mm-hmm. This is going to get bigger and bigger. So gold will produce all the historical data, same with silver, where you can buy these at the best prices, because we've got some contacts to do that. In regards to silver, you have VAT in the UK. We'll figure out across the other countries where we get clients here, we'll find the best organisations within their countries to avoid paying excessive tax rates and whatever too. We'll put that together for you on the precious metal scene.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll produce monthly reports on the different pricing of the precious metals, and there ain't too much to say really about that. You can create it, and then it stands on its own two legs. The gold and silver does. It's been there forever.
Yeah.
So precious metals, cryptocurrency, and real estate—they're the three primary asset classes that we're going to fill this hub with. The secondary thing is the community we're building. We'll probably have a Discord server for that.
Yeah, I think we've already set that up, haven't we? So that'll form the basis of the community, won't it?
Yeah, the Discord link I'll put below the video in the YouTube, so you can start to come onto that as well if you like. Articles, we'll be writing our own articles and just putting them up, what we think happening in the market and whatever, and any useful advice that we think you guys would be interested in. And that's about it for the hub itself. But as I say, this is a community driven thing. We want your input all the time through the community that we're building.
Yeah.
So is there anything you'd like to, and for the first ever podcast/video, is there anything else you want to add on to?
Just I think to reiterate that we had a conversation, obviously, when we were thinking of setting this whole thing up. We are making this accessible to everybody. You know, this is a very affordable opportunity for people to get involved in. We're charging, I think we've decided on £30 a month with a 2-week free trial. The training that I've done in the past has cost thousands and thousands of pounds. So you can get in here now and basically take advantage of the content that we're going to be putting out there.
Yeah. I mean, the £30 a month, that is going to be a pre-offer, and it's not going to be around for long.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put those prices up just because the more content that we put on, the more value that goes into it, the more exchange we need for that content that's continually being upgraded. So,
yeah.
So probably for the first 3 or 4 months, it's going to be £30 a month with a 2-week free trial, and then we'll probably put that up to £50-60 a month, something like that. But if you are interested in joining this movement, the links are going to be below the YouTube video. There's at the moment just an email and a name. That's it. There's no money being took at all. There's no credit cards being took, no details at all. All we'd like is your name and your email address so that when we do launch, when we're ready to launch, we can just send you all the details and then you can make your own mind up then.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Happy?
I think so, mate, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm Alex Hickman.
I'm Alex French.
This for Thinking Wealth. Keep your eyes out, subscribe to the videos and everything else that we're doing. I really appreciate it. And once again, the link's in the description below. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Bye.
See ya.